Talk about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. I came across in the Sefer a very nice Rosh Hashanah. So Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Hatzvi. Why is Eretz Yisrael called the Eretz Hatzvi? The land of the deer. What does it mean? It means beauty. Tzvi means beauty. The land of beauty. The land that's beautiful. And Chazal tell us that the Tzvi has a unique characteristic where its hide expands. The hide expands to accommodate its flesh. If after the death of a tzvi, when its skin, the skin is flayed, it's shocking that how could it be that the skin shrivels?
Okay.
How could it be that the skin fits on the basar, the skin? That's the nature of the way Hashem made it. Tzvi is where the skin expands to accommodate the basar. Likewise, that's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. That to the naked eye it would not appear, it would be possible to accommodate 8 million people. What's the number? I saw the number recently. Eight point eight million people. How can the land accommodate such a large number of people? That is the supernatural nature of the land. The land expands to accommodate the citizens, and the more that come into Eretz Yisrael, the more the land will expand to accommodate, and that's why it's called Eretz Hatzvi. I came across this morning a beautiful Rosh Hashanah for the Eretz Hatzvi, a very choshev sefer from real Mokar. I don't remember the real Mokar, but this is the real deal. The reason why it's called Tzvi is it's Rosh Hashanah, not in order. Tzadikim Yelchuba. The righteous, three letters, not in order. Tzadikim Yelchuba. Anyone that lives in Eretz Yisrael is a tzadik. Just the fact that you're there, you're shoyi from the kedusha sa'aretz, you're a tzadik. So that's a very nice thing, nice term to be zoicha to. Now let's discuss a few little ideas. First idea, you want Eretz Yisrael, the place to go is to the Haggadah. Why did I say the Haggadah? Because the real place to study the chavivos of Eretz Yisrael is Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, Chazal gave us a bracha, Noidelecha, an entire bracha, who was composed by Yoshua. Moshe composed the first bracha, Yoshua composed the second bracha. The second bracha speaks about Noidelecha Hashem Elokeinu al shenchalta l'avaseinu eretz chemda toivu urechava. And then we go on, we also mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we mention Ufnisayim Nibes Avadim. And we mentioned the Bris Mila, and then we mentioned the Torah and the Chukim, and we mentioned the Chayim, Chayim V'Chesh, Shechadan Tanu, and the Parnasa, the Choleis, the Chol Shah, and then we more and more and more until the very end we come back. Kakosov Yichalta V'Sabot V'Rachta, Hashem Elokech Alo Oretz, HaToiva, Sher Nos Anloch, Baruch Ato Hashem Alo Oretz. We make a bracha in Birchus Hamazon, thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. So today, if you want to really be Mechavev, Eretz Yisrael, there's no question, the best way you can do it is to eat a meal and to bench, eat a bread meal and to recite Birchas Hamazon and make the bracha with kavana. When you come to the bracha, maybe the whole year round, we go on autopilot, but there's nothing more you can do, nothing greater you can do that's not controversial. Okay, there's no one's gonna bark at you to make a bracha with shame umalchus. You can shuckle, and you'll get the highest score to make a bracha and say Noidilcha with Kavana all the way through Baruch Atah Hashem Aretz Yalamozam, because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, very interesting idea in and of itself, is your food is tied directly to Eretz Yisrael. V'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. If you were concluding the pasuk, what would you say? Uveirachta is Hashem Elokecha for the food. Al ha'oichel. Asher nosan loch, right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? Thank you, Hashem. Grace after meals, okay? By the Goyim, when they say grace, do they thank God for America? Do they thank God for their home, for Eretz Yisrael? And no, for the food. I thank you, Hashem, for the food. The Torah says no. When you thank me for the food, make sure you thank me for the land, for Eretz Yisrael. And that's itself a topic of discussion. Why is that so? And that's the reason why we have a whole bracha in Birchas Hamazon for Eretz Yisrael. Because the Torah directly tells us that the bracha you give for food is directly related to the Eretz Yisrael. Obviously the answer is that the hashpa, the koyach of bracha, that the earth should produce mazon, food, to sustain man, is channeled through Eretz Yisrael. the brach comes to Eretz Yisrael. From there, it branches out to the entire world. When you eat food that comes from China, when you eat a piece of grain that was manufactured artificially, the kedusha that it was needed in China to grow that food came through Eretz Yisrael. It all comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Now, where do you find the sefers? And there are not that many svarim on Birchas Hamazon. There are a lot of more halacha svarim, but drush svarim, machshav and yanim, it's not so easy to find. But there is a place to find drush on Birchas Hamazon, and that is a Haggadah. You go into the Svarim study, there are only about a million Haggadahs, and they have to fill up the pages, and sometimes they don't have enough what to write about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they cheat, and they fill up the pages by telling you some nice Yesodos on parts of the Haggadah that are really not so much related to Pesach directly, and that is Birchas Hamazon.
Okay.
What? Maxwell also has the Birchas Hamazon. Okay. Now, the truth is, I wanted to do some Haggadahs yesterday in preparing for today, and I didn't really. A lot of Haggadahs are blank. They really don't talk too much about. Okay. But in any event, I will just focus some ideas that came to mind. First question I want to ask you is the Nusach that we use, now, the one other very critical, and we'll come to in a moment, there's another bracha that's very critical to bear Eretz Yisrael, and that is the bracha Me'ein Shalosh. The bracha of Al Hamichya. And in fact, it's very interesting, the bracha Al Hamichya is patterned after the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, we have four very separate brachas. The first bracha is about food only, mazon, the man, Moshe Rabbeinu. The third bracha is about Yerushalayim. It's only about Yerushalayim. Okay, that's another day. Yom Yerushalayim, Chav Ches Ir. That's another day, Yerushalayim. The fourth bracha is Hatoyva Hametiv. The second bracha is about a lot of things, primarily about Eretz Yisrael. Primarily, it begins with Eretz Yisrael, ends with Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk is Eretz Yisrael. Al Hamichya is one bracha that catches all, but the truth is, it really focuses primarily on the second bracha. It's very interesting. It's really more about the second bracha than it is about the first and the third. It touches upon the first and the third. Me'ein Shalosh, Brachas Me'ein Shalosh, from all three.
Yeah, but
it deals with Eretz Yisrael. It's there, and for the look of the Chasima, you begin with Mechya, Yal Eretz Chemda Toivah Rechava. You begin with Eretz Yisrael, and how do you end?
The reason you make it is because of the seven
Minim Shneshtab Chabam Eretz Yisrael, and you end with Ala Oretz Yal Aperos, or Aperos Secha, if you that gear, so which will come to a little bit, V'nodulch Ala Oretz. Ki Ato Hashem Temelech, the last expression, V'nodulch Ala Oretz. We thank Hashem for Eretz, so the whole Bracha Me'ein Sholosh really is also a bracha for Eretz Yisrael, extracted primarily from the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon. Now, one of the things that's common to both is this expression called Eretz Chemda Toiva Urechava. This nusach appears in the Birchas Hamazon and appears in the bracha Me'ein Sholosh. My question to you is, I don't have a good answer, I just want to throw out some ideas, something to think about. Why is Eretz Yisrael the term, the code words, to describe the beauty, the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael are three words? Eretz Chemda, Toiva, Urechava. Those three words capture every good thing you can possibly say about Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say in Birchas Hamazon, Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash. It doesn't say Eretz Asher Lo Yivinitzkinu Stecha Bolechem. It doesn't say Eretz Asher Hashem Lo Einei Hashem Lo Kecha Doresh Bo Meireish Shona Racha Shona. And you can go on all the psukim in Tanakh that describe the Milus. Chazal were very careful, they were very selective, and they chose three words from everything you can extract in Tanakh and Chazal to describe the Milus of Eretz Yisrael with the term Eretz Chemda, Toiva, Urechava. So my question to you is why? Why these three words? So I want to say the following suggestion. Number one, let's ask a general question. General question is, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah deraisa for us to get up right now and live in Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban says, absolutely. It says, Pasuk in Parashas Maaseh, I forgot the Pasuk by heart, V'hoirashtem es ha'oretz, v'shaftem bo, v'hoirashtem, it's a command, v'hoirashtem es ha'oretz, you shall possess the land, v'chzaktem bo, you shall take hold of it. The Rashi disagrees. Rashi doesn't say, it doesn't say that it's, Rashi this is not a command, it's a promise. The Hayrash Demes Arit is not a command, it's a promise that if you behave yourselves, you will, it will happen, but there's no obligation to do so. The Rambam does not calculate the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs has all 600 mitzvahs and does not list the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Other Meineha mitzvahs do. And everyone is very disturbed. How could the Rambam not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam seems to be following Rashi. Rashi and the Rambam hold that there is no mitzvah deraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. They may agree that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you makayim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, like tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis. If you happen to be wearing a garment that has four corners, then you must have tzitzis. If you happen to be living in Eretz Yisrael, you makayim a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But is there an obligation for you to pick yourself up where you are and go and live in Eretz Yisrael? It would appear from the Rambam. The answer is no. From Rashi, also no. The Ramban disagrees. Although we show him, this is a very big topic of discussion. So how could it possibly be the Rambam does not count? So there was one very beautiful answer, and the Rambam Parshim give this answer. And it really touches upon the brachas, the bracha of Brichas Hamazon and the bracha of Al HaMichya, Bein Shalosh. And that is the Rambam divides all the mitzvot into two groups. When the Rambam begins the Sefer Tayag Mitzvot, Sefer HaMitzvot, he makes it very clear that there are Tayag Mitzvot that were given to us by Moshe Misinai. There are really 614 mitzvot. Eretz Yisrael was a mitzvah given to the Ovos. Taryag mitzvahs were mitzvahs given by Moshe. Hashem, when we a makayim, Rambam be'emes agrees the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But when you makayim the mitzvah, you're not being makayim the mitzvah because this was the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael me Hashem at Har Sinai. It's more direct. It's a mitzvah Hashem gave it to the Ovos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gave it to us. When the Rambam counts the Tayag mitzvahs, he begins, these are the mitzvahs which were given to us by Moshe Misinai. But the land was given to us as a gift, as a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael through the Ovos. So it's a different category. And indeed, look at the Nusach of the Bracha. The Nusach of the Bracha is, Noidel Hashem Elokeinu al shenchalta la'avoseinu. Every time we mention the Eretz Yisrael, we right away mention that this is the land that was given as a Yerusha to the Ovos. Shenchalto la'avoseinu. In the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, we don't mention. That's an interesting point. Maybe we'll come to. We don't mention. We do. I'm sorry. Sheret Sisa v'nchalto la'avoseinu. La'avoseinu. Eretz Yisrael, we live in the land, we're living there as a Yerusha from the Ovos. Now, with that in mind, maybe now we can make a following suggestion. Al Shemchalto L'Avoseinu, Eretz Chemda Toivu Urchav. There were three Ovos, and there were three terms. I want to suggest that these three terms correspond to the relationship of each one of the Ovos to the land. It's not in order, though. That's the problem I have. Number one is Urchava. Urchava is the Feresh HaPasek. Yitzchak. Yitzchak, we dealt with the Be'erais. The first Be'er, there was a challenge. The second Be'er, there was a challenge. The third Be'er, the good luck, they got the Be'er. They come back and they say to the Tal Yitzchak, the Avde Yitzchak, we found the Be'er. Ki hir chiv lanu uforinu ba'aretz. What is that the cry word, Ramesky? Ki hir chiv Hashem lanu uforinu ba'aretz. The Aretz, Eretz Canaan.
Why not Yaakov for us, the Yom of Kedmah,
to find him? Hey, Nochem, but the word is explicit. The word is explicit. The word is explicit. Urchava. It's explicit in the Pasuk. You see that Yitzchak's relationship, Yitzchak Avinu's relationship with the land is described in terms of Ki hirchev Hashem lanu, and now ufarinu ba'aretz. Avraham, what was his relationship with the land? The very first time is Lech Lecha, Me'artzcha, Me'moylatzcha, Me'savicha, L'Aretz HaShareka, Rashi. Why all these words? Why so many? Get to the point. Cut to the chase. Rashi says, Hashem told it to him in many stages, Kidei Lechaviva Be'enav, in order to make it precious in his eyes. Hashem didn't just say, here, Google Maps. Moshe, take out your smartphone, type in Israel, you'll see where the dot is, Google Maps, this is your land. No. There's no Google Maps. Lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'moylatecha, me'be'savicha, l'aris ha'shareka, many different stages, rashik, step by step, lechaviva be'enaf. Now the word chavivus is similar, there's a relationship to the word chemda, chamuda, it's desirable. It's desirable. Avraham, it was Hashem made the land desirable in the eyes. This was his relationship. Toiva, you can suggest, is that the one that got the brachos is Yitz, is Yaakov. V'yitein lucha lukim mital hashamayim u'mishmane haaretz v'roiv dagon v'sirosh. This is the tool for haaretz, the actual produce, the product of the earth. So, now, it's not in order. And the reason why it's not in order is because Ufarinu Ba'aretz, as the Chazal say, was the third Be'er, is really a reference to La'asid Lava. It did not get happened yet. So it could be that we go in order. Chemda is Avraham. Chaviva Saretz. Toiva, Mamash the Brachas. V'yitin Lecha, we got the Brachas. La'asid Lava is Yitzchak. When Yitzchak, when they found the third well, Chazal says, Merameh on the Bayish Lishi. The Bayis Shlishi, it's going to be Hirchev Hashem Elokeinu Lanu Uforinu Ba'aretz. So I want to suggest the reason why we say these three words, which define the Yofi, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, is because after we say Al Shem Chalto Lavoseinu, it's the land that Hashem has given our forefathers, and to them it comes to us. You want to know the Mahus? Yeah. It's the land of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the way they related to the land was Eretz Chemda, Toiva, or Rechava. Okay, these three words. Another suggestion. Again, I'm throwing out, just thinking out loud, food for thought.
Yeah, I'll tell you that the Maharal basically is following the same, you're following the same track as he is.
I was Mechams Maharal? Wow, I must be a Goyim.
Look at this Maharal.
You would say
you're
on the wrong track now.
Okay, so these are three. Now, another suggestion is maybe you can say first the three different conquests of the land. The first time we conquered the land was the Bayis Rishon. They came Yeshua. When Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, Chazal indeed say that when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, every king in the world had a summer home in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was chamuda, it was chomut, it was this. They actually used that word. They used that word. It was chomut, and you were not a king. You were not a major league king. You didn't get a seat at the United Nations unless you had a summer palace in Eretz Yisrael. The second conquest was the Bayish, it was Ezra. The second time we came to take possession of the land was Toiva. Toiva is, can be a reference to the that was the Tkuf of Torah. The Bayish Sheni, time of Hanukkah, that was the development when Torah, Toiv is a code word also for...
Ain Toiva and
Torah, so maybe it refers to a different tekufa. And the third tekufa is now. The third tekufa is now, is leading up to Mashiach, Ikvus of the Mashiach, when we once again acquaint ourselves with the land. And Chazal indeed said that when Mashiach comes, the board boundaries are going to extend. Boundaries. Yerushalayim today is 20 times the size it was when it was the original Yerushalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael is going to expand, Chazal said, leaps and bounds. So perhaps we can say that these three words, which define Chemda, Toiv, Rechava, are the three tekufos in the history of Klal, of the world, of where Klal Yisrael took possession of the inheritance of our forefathers. It's Eretz Chemda, Toiv, Rechava. More has to be understood, because if these are the three words, again, obviously there's a lot to be said to go to understand the significance of these words. Okay, let me go to another idea. This idea I saw in Rav David Cohen Sefer on Masas Kapa. It's a beautiful idea. We mentioned this. Let me just start with a question, a simple question. Why, from all of the brachas, do we append the Al Hanisim to the brach of Noida Lecha? You have to say Al Hanisim, Chanukah and Purim. Al Hanisim Yalla Purim Yalla Gvuros, why Chanuk, why Noid Lecha? Let's say it when you say Yalla V'Yavo and Rachim, or say that at the end, or I don't know, why Medavka in the middle, smack in the middle of Noid Lecha, do we say the Bracha, do we add the Al Hanisim? Another question, why do we list everything, all of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have given us in this Bracha, everything except the kitchen sink is here in the Bracha of Noid Lecha? We start with Eretz Yisrael. Oh, once Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda Rechava. You know what else Hashem did for us? He took us out of Mitzrayim. Uf, disanu mi beis avodim. And He gave us the Bris Mila. And he gave us Torah. And he gave us chukim. And he gave us chayim. He gave us chayim. He gave us chesed. He gave us mazon. He gave us parnasa. And then what else? Mavar al Yisrael. All of a sudden, everything, we take out everything out of everything except for the kitchen sink. Maybe that also is presented here. What's my high? What's going on over here? So let me ask you another question. This we discussed this. I think Rav Dovid Cohen said this also as well. Let's talk about Chanukah, the Mo'oz Sur. Why is there a minute to recite the Mo'oz Sur when you light Chanukah candles? And in the Mo'oz Sur, we have all the Dal of Malchus. What we mentioned, even before we mentioned Mitzrayim, and then we go to Parsamodai, Yavon, Eder. Why do we mention all the miracles, the survival of the Jewish people? It's Chanukah. Chanukah is all about Yavon. It's not about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not about Haman. It's not about Edom. It's about a very specific point in Jewish history, 50-year period in history, Zehu. What's going on here? So you bring in the whole, everything is coming out. So what do we learn then? He learned in the Murdiki, so it's a halach and shulchan aruch. If a person is zeichet to be experienced many miracles in his life. He had a miracle in Paris, a miracle in Mexico, a miracle in Eretz Yisrael, a miracle in America. So when you come to the place where a miracle, where you experience the miracle, and you make a baruch atah Hashem ukeinu melech olam, she'osa li neis, Bamakoim Hazak. Come to the Grand Canyon, almost fell down in the Grand Canyon, and someone grabbed me at the very last moment and saved me. Sha'asalines Bamakoim Hazak. And also at Niagara Falls, it was fell over. And also in this place, in that place, you name all the different places. Once already you have to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle he did you in one place. You got it, you mechuyev to make mention of the miracles that Hashem did for you all over the place. So if you merited multiple miracles in your life, and you come to one of those locations and you make the bracha, you have to be mazkir in that bracha all the other miracles. So Rav Dovid Cohen says that Chanukah, when you make the bracha al hanisim, you're thanking Hashem for the miracle of Chanukah. Oh, once you mention one miracle, you have to mention all the miracles that we experience. The primary miracle is now the day of Chanukah, the Chanukah miracle. But once you mention the Chanukah miracle, you have to mention all the other miracles. So he says a beautiful idea. I'm really saying a little more than what he says, but this is why I take after what he says. You come over here to the Birchas Hamasan. Chazal have an album. The bracha, the Torah only tells you one thing. You have to make a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. It's because whatever the reason is, when you're thanking Hashem for food, v'yachalto v'sovoto, I had food, uv'rachto es Hashem elokech al ha'oretz. You only have to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. So all you can just stop right here. Finished. Eretz Yisrael? Is a miracle. You're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael? Well, it's stam derech hateva. The fact that Klal Yisrael has an Eretz Yisrael. When you mention Ashen chalta l'avosinu Eretz chemda toivo rechava, you know what you're really doing? You're really making the bracha she'osa l'neis b'makayim hazeh. How did you get there? You survived 40 years in the desert. You came into a land fortified with arim b'tzurois v'chaymais anakim. You got in there. How did you get in there? Miracle upon miracle upon miracle. You fought 31 kings. You survived all against the Canaan and all the nations. You survived. You're still here 2,000 years since the Churban, already 3,000 plus years since they first came into Eretz Yisrael. You mention Eretz Yisrael. When you mention Shinchal de la Vosenu Eretz Chem Tov Rechav, and you still love to talk about it, it's Ki'ilu, you just said, Baruch Ator Hashem Kenim Elo Cholam, She'oso Lines Bamokim Hazeh. Oh, you made that bracha. You've now triggered a simon in Shulchan Aruch. You have to now thank Hashem for all the miracles, all the other things He's done for you. He gave you all the other good things. He gave you a bris milah. He gave you Torah. He gave you the chayin, v'chesed, v'rachamim. It's Shulchan Aruch. Once you thank Hashem for one miracle, you have to thank Hashem for many miracles. And that's why the Al Hanisim, Chanukah Purim. Because why? This is the Chiddush. When you mention Eretz Yisrael, it's a miracle. There's no way al derech hateva, in any dimension, We could have what we have today, survive, to talk about it, to exist. It's a nes. And you have to follow the rules of Hilchos Nisim. which require you to take everything out, even the kitchen sink, and mention it right here. That's why it's jam-packed with all these brachas, and that's why the Al Hanisim here is presented here as well. Okay, another quick idea. Moshe Rabbeinu, the very first time he came into Eretz Yisrael, what did he do? The very first time he saw the land, he didn't come to Eretz Yisrael, from a distance. V'eschanan el Hashem bo'esahi le'emar. Hashem Elokim, ato hachilois laharis avdecha, esgolcha v'yesodcha v'chulu v'chulu, ebra no v'eres oretz hatoi v'hazaz. Before Moshe Rabbeinu, if we were writing the Torah, all we would say is, v'eschanan, or just begin with, cut to the chase. Ebro no the era esaret satoy vahazos. What's this elaboration? For eschanan el Hashem bo esahi leimar. I began to pray. Hashem atah hachiloy salahar. What's this whole introduction? So Chazal say what Moshe Rabbeinu really is doing is exactly what we do every single day when we daven Shemot Esrei. We begin with Hashem sifosai tiftachu fi yageti losecha. Moshe was the one who invented this. The Pharisee in the Medrash. Moshe invented this concept that you have to pray to pray. You have to be mispalel to Hashem that you succeed in davening. You just can't daven. There has to be a prayer that you should succeed in praying. You have to pray that you know what to pray for. A prayer for a prayer. That's what v'eschanan. Moshe saw Eretz Yisrael and he said, v'eschanan el Hashem bo esahi leimar, I pray to Hashem that He should give me the koyach to now daven that I should be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. I pray to Hashem that I should have the right kavon in my davening. I pray to Hashem that I should know exactly what to daven for. So that's a fascinating concept. The invention of Hashem Sifosai Tiftach, the prayer before the prayer, was invented by Moshe when he first laid eyes on Eretz Yisrael. And that teaches us what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Eretz Yisrael isn't just a place of bracha, a place of blessing. Eretz Yisrael inspires you to know what you should pray for, what you should want. It creates hasagas. The biggest problem we have in Golis is that we have kleina hasagas. What do you want? The person, I'll give you whatever you want. I grant you a wish. I'm a genie. I grant you whatever you want. What do you want? I want a couple of potatoes. I want some popcorn, some pretzels. Nonsense. You have to have big hasagas. Moshe, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach is a prayer. Hashem, I'm going to pray to you. But I don't want to waste my tefillah on asking you for popcorn. I want to pray to you. You should give me children. You should give me siyata d'shma. You should give me kedusha. You should give me Torah. Important things I should daven for. You have to pray to Hashem that Hashem should open up your eyes so you should have big hasagas to know what to pray for. That is the mahus of Eretz Yisrael. When you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you are blessed, you are inspired to have big hasagas. To be mevakeh Hashem hasagas. When you live in Chutz Li'aretz, no, what do I want in life? I want a good parnasa, a nice car, a good health insurance policy, the latest smartphone with all, you know, with all the bells and whistles, that's my hasagas. Those are my hasagas in Chutz Li'aretz. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Eretz Yisrael, no, I have to be mispalel to have hasagas. That's what I have to be mispalel for. When you live,
you're not mispalel for Yerushalayim. You're mispalel for
Yerushalayim.
That you should have.
Av Yerushalayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Eretz Yisrael, he invented the koyach of Hashem Sifosai, because that's the malchus of living in Eretz Yisrael. This is the kedusha of the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Another short idea, maybe we'll wind down. One short idea is that there's really the difference between Al Hamichya, one of the probably most mystical brachas, at least I find, is the bracha Me'ein Sholesh, Al Hamichya. Al Hamichya V'Al Chakola. There are things in this bracha that do not appear in Birchas HaMazon, and things in Birchas HaMazon do not appear in Al Hamichya. Malchus. There's no mention of Malchus David in the Al Hamichya. No mention. In the Birchas HaMazon, we mentioned the Bayis HaGodol V'HaKodesh. In Al Hamichya, we mention the Mizbeach and the Heichel, but we don't mention the Bayis. We mention Kiddush U'Tahara in the Al Hamichya. We don't mention the Kiddush U'Tahara in Birchas HaMazon. We mention in the Al Hamichya that Hashem is Sheratzisa. Eretz Yisrael is a land that Hashem, you have Ratzah, and you want it. We mention the Bakasha of Halenu L'Saycha, to ascend, to go into Eretz Yisrael. You don't mention the Bakasha to ascend in Birchas HaMazon. So what is going on? So I saw somewhere, I saw in a Sefer, I don't remember where I saw this, and he says a very big chiddush, tremendous chiddush. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but this is an idea. The idea is this mechaber is trying to present is the bracha of Al HaMichya is all about Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned. It starts with Eretz Yisrael, ends with Eretz Yisrael. Birchas HaMazon is also about Eretz Yisrael, specifically the second bracha. The difference is Birchas HaMazon, when you're reading it, when you're saying it, you're focusing on it, is from the perspective of already living there. Even though not everyone is living there at Yisrael, but in Jewish history we did live there at one point in time, we will live there. It's from a perspective of a citizen of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's not perfect, it has to be rebuilt, we have to rebuild it, but we're already there. That's Al HaMichya is from the perspective of being outside Eretz Yisrael, working your way to come there for the first time. Make believe you're in the desert. You're in the Midbar for 40 years. In the Midbar, is there a bias HaGadol V'HaKadosh? There's no bias. What do you got in the Midbar? You got a Mizbeach, and you got a Heichal. And they have wheels. Okay, on the bottom, like the Bima, today, the Bima, they have like you move the Bima has wheels, and the Heichal has wheels, right? Dav, and everyone, they wheel in and out the Aron. Why do you have to wheel in and out the Aron? Because we can't do Tachanun without the Aron. So we have to wheel in the Aron to do Tachanun. In Eretz Yisrael, in Golos, there is no bias. It's the Mizbeach. Hashem, have Rachmanis on the Mizbeach. Have Rachmanis on the Heichal. V'haleinu l'socha. We are yearning to ascend, to reach Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to come there right now in Chutz L'Aretz. We're lacking Kedusha U'Tahara. But when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have the Kedusha U'Tahara. Everything about the Al HaMichya is really from a Golus perspective. Also, it's fruit. Fruit represents a snack. Whereas, relative to bread, Birchas HaMazon is bread. Bread is a kavias. So when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you're a citizen of Eretz Yisrael. You're putting yourself in their perspective. When you're reciting Al HaMichya, you're viewing Eretz Yisrael as a Golus Jew. A Jew has not yet come. It's a different perspective. And Eilu V'Eilu D'Vrei Chaim, because the Mashiach is not here yet. So even if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're still in Golus in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Chutz Yaretz, even though you may have a house and a $5 million apartment in Eretz Yisrael, but you're still in Golus. So there are two different perspectives, and each bracha complements one another. The Birchas HaMazon is from the perspective of being in Eretz Yisrael. The Birchas Al HaMichya is from the perspective of yearning to come to Eretz Yisrael from a godless perspective. The two together create a shlemus of what is the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and with that, we will conclude. May you all have a wonderful day.
Beautiful.